Many problems exist globally. The world faces serious problems that affect millions of people. Over a billion live in poverty, suffering greatly. The gap between the rich and the poor keeps widening. Our planet is heating up, and nature is being harmed irreversibly. Business and population growth are damaging fragile ecosystems. Many lack access to health care, leading to preventable deaths. Basic human rights are denied to millions. Educational systems, even in advanced nations, are failing to prepare young people for the future, especially in subjects like science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM. These challenges have devastating human consequences. Governments aren't the solution. Governments are restricted by national borders, making it difficult to tackle problems that affect the entire world. These issues go beyond politics and require more resources than any single government can provide. When countries try to work together on these problems, they often face obstacles like political differences and conflicting ideas between developed and developing nations. Even international organizations struggle to find effective solutions. NGOs are not the solution either. Nonprofit organizations work tirelessly to address global and local issues. They are driven by specific missions, often possess deep expertise in their areas, and show remarkable dedication to their objectives. Despite their impressive achievements, these organizations typically struggle due to limited financial and political resources, which hinder their ability to create a lasting impact on a global scale. Corporate giants take significant action. International corporations are well positioned to take effective action where governments and NGOs may struggle. These corporations possess the necessary human and intellectual resources, financial assets, global reach, scalability, and market influence to address challenges that span borders and overwhelm nonprofits. Many corporations are already actively engaged in partnerships with NGOs, combining resources with the commitment, specialized knowledge, and experience of these organizations to make meaningful progress toward improving the world. It may seem unlikely that large international corporations would take the lead in addressing global issues, given their profit-driven nature. However, corporate leaders have realized that tackling these challenges is not only beneficial for the planet, but also strategic for business success. By engaging globally, corporations enhance their visibility, competitiveness, and profitability. Despite their profit motives, multinational corporations are making substantial contributions to solving complex global problems, aligning their efforts with both planetary well-being and financial interests. Major international corporations have actively pursued profit opportunities through corporate social responsibility, CSR. According to a 2013 report by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, these companies, rather than philanthropy or U.S. foreign aid, play a key role in advancing global prosperity. Improve brand image and perception. Companies can protect and strengthen their brands by publicly showing accountability and following accepted labor and environmental standards. If they don't, they risk facing public criticism, protests, and social media backlash from consumer groups and activists. This negative attention not only damages their brand image, but also leads to significant financial consequences for the company. Demands go beyond to tackle global issues and earn strong public support. This support boosts their brand reputation and profits. Besides being good global citizens, big corporations benefit from solving global problems. For instance, when they help lift people out of poverty, they grow and maintain their customer base. Top executives of these companies recognize that significant global problems are undermining the world's economic stability. These issues create uncertainty for future supply chains and markets, posing risks that can affect individual countries. For instance, extreme poverty, a global issue, is not only a humanitarian concern, but can also threaten U.S. national security over time, according to the Brookings Institution. Global warming is the increase in Earth's temperature. Global warming poses grave dangers. Scientists warn that if the Earth's temperature rises by just 2 degrees Celsius, it will lead to disastrous consequences. Without immediate action to combat climate change, we are on track to exceed this critical threshold. Vital resources like fertile land, water, and clean air are diminishing rapidly. In the Himalayas, impoverished people are resorting to violent measures, using machetes to fight over the limited supply of firewood for cooking, a direct result of climate change. Climate change brings about severe consequences such as storms, droughts, heat waves, wildfires, and other natural disasters. These hazards pose significant and increasing costs for global businesses. However, amidst these challenges, some businesses will discover profitable opportunities by developing solutions. For instance, creating energy-efficient systems that reduce greenhouse gas emissions can help lessen the worst effects of climate change. Intel's environmental initiatives. Intel is a standout among major companies aiming to reduce their carbon footprint and protect the environment. From 2008 to 2013, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, ranked Intel as the top voluntary purchaser of green power. In 2013, Intel purchased approximately 3.1 billion kilowatt hours of green power, which covered its entire electricity usage for the year. Thanks to Intel's advanced technology, the billion PCs and servers it installed from 2007 to 2014 will only require half the energy used by the billion PCs and servers installed between 1980 and 2007. Kimberly-Clark, known for brands like Kleenex and Huggies, faced strong criticism from NGOs like Greenpeace before 2009. They accused the company of harming the environment by clear-cutting trees in Canada's boreal forest to make paper products. This deforestation not only threatened a crucial natural resource, but also contributed to global warming. Greenpeace's protests against Kimberly-Clark's sourcing methods forced the company into a defensive stance, sparking a contentious battle over environmental responsibility. Kimberly-Clark's sustainable journey. In 2009, Kimberly-Clark's chairman and CEO, Tom Falk, decided to engage with Greenpeace to explore areas of mutual interest. This step marked the beginning of KC's journey towards becoming a sustainability leader. Through these discussions, KC swiftly emerged as a strong advocate for sustainability. The company forged partnerships with Greenpeace and other environmental organizations, committing to using only 100% credibly certified fiber in its paper products moving forward. This dedication solidified KC's role in addressing sustainability challenges and striving to be part of the solution. Refine and simplify the statement on poverty. Throughout history, poverty has plagued humanity, unlike climate change, which has emerged as a major concern relatively recently. Despite significant progress, poverty remains a profound global issue. According to the World Bank's 2008 report, 1.29 billion individuals in developing nations lived on less than $1.25 per day, amounting to one-fifth of the population in these regions. In extreme cases, people are driven to sell their own children to human traffickers. ExxonMobil contributes to poverty reduction by providing employment opportunities in construction and related sectors in countries such as Angola, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Indonesia, Malaysia, Nigeria, and Russia through its extractive operations. The company also stimulates local economies by sourcing supplies locally and investing in community infrastructure, education, and healthcare, thereby enhancing the overall quality of life for residents in these regions. ExxonMobil is making a big impact on global giving, In 2012, the ExxonMobil Foundation donated $273 million to important causes. Their focus is on practicality. Suzanne McCarron, the foundation's president, says they want to support proven solutions in entrepreneurship, agriculture, jobs, and youth employment. Education is key. Even in developed countries, educational programs often fail to adequately prepare young people for the jobs of tomorrow. This is especially evident in important fields like science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM. In 2009, ACT reported that only 13% of eighth grade students in the U.S. were ready for college-level science courses. This education gap directly affects job prospects. From 2009 to 2012 in Michigan, there were 6 unemployed people for every job available. However, individuals with STEM skills had a job waiting for them for each person. HP's education initiatives. HP's education efforts through the HP Catalyst Initiative extend globally, supporting 56 NGOs and educational institutions to enhance STEM education, creativity, collaboration, problem-solving skills, and entrepreneurial mindset among students. HP also collaborates with 180 organizations and government bodies to strengthen educational programs, ensuring students have access to quality learning experiences that prepare them for the future. AstraZeneca, a leading biopharmaceutical company, supports the Young Health Program. Additionally, major retail brands like Abercrombie & Fitch and Phillips Van Heusen, which owns Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and Azad, are actively promoting worker safety in Bangladesh factories. Innovative companies drive positive change. Major international companies aiming to create impactful change must fulfill 3 crucial criteria. Their boards excel in sustainable governance. Walmart has invested in the Sustainability Consortium, urging its 60,000 suppliers to adopt more sustainable practices and packaging. They interact with key stakeholders on CSR initiatives. Share your organization's policies with your community, emphasizing their impact on society, the environment, and the economy. Encourage stakeholders to voice their opinions, especially through social media. Smart companies involve stakeholders in decision-making and value their insights at the discussion table. They work well with NGOs and other groups. Governments and major companies often collaborate with multiple NGOs on different projects. Before approaching potential NGO partners, it's crucial to understand your own mission and goals. Research carefully and choose partners whose strategies align with yours. This ensures effective collaboration and impact. Since the year 2000, many innovative businesses have adopted missions that prioritize protecting the environment, improving social conditions, and creating financial opportunities for the less fortunate. Key points. 1. Major corporations are tackling global challenges through partnerships and resources. 2. ExxonMobil's initiatives address poverty through job creation and local investment. 3. Intel and HP lead in environmental and educational efforts, promoting STEM education and sustainability. 4. Climate change risks drive innovation for profitable, sustainable solutions. 5. Corporate NGO collaboration enhances CSR and brand reputation. 6. HP and AstraZeneca invest in educational programs to prepare students for future careers. 7. Global problems require collaboration among governments, NGOs, and corporations.